This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First and foremost, the Rams have re-signed quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo.
See it.
To a one-year deal.
Okay.
He will continue to be Matt Stafford's backup with the Rams. And he can only hope for an opportunity to throw a pass to either Devontae Adams or Puka Nacua at some point during the year.
Oh, God.
The big question there, who gets 17? Who gets 17?
Oh, because they both wear 17?
They both wear 17.
And Puka's been wearing 17.
And so's Devontae.
Right.
In different cities.
Well, the answer is easy. It's Puka, unless the price is right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
exactly.
Game show music, please.
Lucas just called me out. He's like, I thought you didn't know anybody's number. I don't. I just read that this, like, Puka.
Yeah.
Puka just did an interview where he's like, well, I've been wearing 17, but we'll see what kind of a negotiator he is.
Right. That feels to me like it's a cool 100 grand. Like,
I would actually put a physical thing on it. How about a new car, Devontae?
It's a brand new car.
A new car.
I think the bigger story here is, do you remember the Netflix doc Receiver that
yes.
Debo was on? And they featured Devontae Adams with the Raiders, and that was when Jimmy Garoppolo was their quarterback. And Devontae got to a point where he essentially said, I have to get out of here. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to kill me.
Yep.
Great point. So, Matthew, don't get hurt, says Devontae Adams.
Well, if you look at the trajectory of Jimmy Garoppolo's career, Stafford is probably going to miss some games, which means here comes Jimmy. Here comes Jimmy with some hospital throws for Devontae Adams. And, you know, it's just the way it goes. Jimmy Garoppolo has been a beneficiary of some things that broke his way. And, you know, he found his way to San Francisco and played well and then got the biggest contract in history.
You could do worse for a backup quarterback.
The Niners will do worse than that for a backup quarterback.
You don't know that. You don't know who they're getting.
Well, I hear that they might be clamoring for Jameis Winston.
There are reports that the 49ers and Chargers are working on Jameis Winston as a backup QB, which I think is a phenomenal idea.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Why?
Because, and I'm going to borrow from Kendrick Lamar and SZA, song off his latest album, 30 for 30.
Gotta be careful.
30 for 30 for 30 for 30.
Yeah.
He's the only quarterback in history to go 30 for 30, 30 touchdowns and 30 picks in the same season.
What's that got to do with being a backup?
It means he stinks.
No, it doesn't.
It means I don't want him to throw the football for my team.
He's a lot better than the backups they went out there with this year.
Disagree.
You're kidding me, really?
Dobbsy?
Dobbsy never even played.
Brandon Allen?
Yeah.
Sturdy. Reliable. They both played, actually.
I don't even.
Allen played the first game that Brock missed, and Dobbsy played the second
right,
one.
That was when they were already eliminated.
Right.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So, I don't even know what to do with your
statement. Jameis might as well work at McDonald's and serve apple turnovers.
Okay, take it easy. Jameis can go win you a game.
Jameis can lose you a game.
Sure, but he's a backup. Like, he is so much more dynamic than either of the guys that the 49ers had this year in that position. like, not even close. And plus, it would be fun to have two quarterbacks in the same room. One of them was the last pick in the draft, and one of them was the first pick in the draft, and one is the last pick in the draft, and one is making $50 million and starting.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Sure.
Don't you think?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, yeah.
Anyway, the Warriors play the Blazers tonight, which means Warriors Live with Evan Giddings starts at 6 p.m. And it's presented by Xfinity Stream Sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Anthony Slater is going to join us in like, oh, man, 25 minutes or so. Also, though, with the Rams, word has just come down that if a trade does not materialize soon, they will be releasing Cooper Kupp, which I think makes him a very, very interesting person. If you could just go get him off of the street, I think Cooper becomes very interesting. And I bet that Cooper is going to walk out of there with a real angry streak. The Rams did him kind of dirty. I don't mind. If you want to move on, move on. But I bet he feels like he was lied to. And here's what I mean by that. You move on from Cooper Kupp, and I guarantee you the conversation would, look, Cooper, we love you, but you got a big number there on that salary, and we're trying to reboot some things. We need to get a little bit younger, and so we're going to give you permission to seek a trade. And then what do? They turn around and go find an older receiver and pay him the exact same amount that Cooper was going to cost on the cap this year. Oof. That's a punch in the gut. And what they're basically telling Cooper is, we don't think you can stay healthy. That's why we're moving on from you. We don't think that you can play 17 football games anymore. So I bet he's going to be a motivated character this year.
Yeah, depending on when they do it. If they really want to do him dirty, they can designate him for post-June 1st, exactly. Which would... Yeah,
that's what they'll do.
Right, that's doing him dirty. Like, if they release him between now and, I guess it would be Sunday, he has a chance to go out there and get a certain amount of money. And if you do it after June or March 16th, the dead cap is a little bit more. If you wait until after June 1st, and this is all mumbo-jumbo, I know, to listeners, but if you want to wait until June 1st, that for me is doing a guy dirty because it saves you money and it keeps him from getting another gig until after free agency, which starts officially Wednesday, and after the draft.
He'll get a new gig. He's a good player. He'll be fine.
That would be, to me, doing him dirty, is making him wait for a next destination.
Yeah, to me, that's just like, that's the them's the way the business world goes, of a thing. But if you're not honest with a guy, I think that's when they get pretty upset. So anyway, before we get back to the Warriors, just to sort of those of you who are bopping around and looking for free agency stuff, basically here's what you got today for the Niners. They've not really pulled in anyone new other than a blocking tight end from the Jags, and he's a very good blocking tight end, but it's a blocking tight end, so it doesn't really excite everybody. But there are some familiar names who have signed elsewhere. Charvarius Ward to the Colts. Aaron Banks is going to go to the Packers. Let's see. Eli Mitchell's going to the Chiefs. So is offensive lineman Jalen Moore. They gave him a pretty big number. Talanoa Hufanga is now on the Broncos. So there's a lot of people on the way out the door. But it's two things to say about it in my view. A, I do not think that the 49ers have lost anybody they really, really meant to keep. I just don't. I think if they lose Dre Greenlaw, I'll change my tune, and they probably will. But in this moment, I don't think they've lost anybody that they weren't planning on losing, number one. But the downside of this year is I do think this is the actual Super Bowl hangover. People look at the next season and then they just look at your record. But I can look at a 6-11 record last year and give reasons why. Like Christian McCaffrey didn't play football and people are getting shot and people are having all kinds of problems at home and all of that. We know the story of the season. We've talked it out. But to me, when you watch the 49ers, I know to a fan, it feels right now like they're almost sitting out free agency. I think it's a reaction to what they did last offseason. And last offseason was a direct reaction to them losing the Super Bowl. They were so close, and they could taste it so much that they literally were running upstairs in hallways to make sure they kept all of their guys. Don't lose any of our guys. We're right there. And that's what guided their decisions, and they almost immediately regretted it, mainly with the Aiyuk deal. But they let those players run the show. They kept them all. That's acting out of fear. And now you're seeing the opposite effect this year where they're like, we're not doing it. If the money doesn't look right, we're not doing it, which is why they're letting all these dudes walk out the door.
Yeah, and that might be it. And you can say cap schmap, but I do think that the salary cap situation that they have is a part of it. And you're going to have to eat a big number for Deebo Samuel, who you traded. And you look at what their dead cap carrying number is for this year. It's about $50 million on players where you no longer have them. And the whole idea of drafting a player is you draft a guy and you like him. And this is what John Lynch has said many, many different times, where we want to draft players that we like and then we sign them and we keep them. And Jalen Moore was drafted and now he's gone. Aaron Banks, you drafted and now he's gone. And I look at your team today and I know that this is not the end all because it's not even day one of free agency, but I look at an offensive line that's not better. I look at a secondary that's going to rely on younger players, and it may or may not be the same. I don't think it's going to be better. You added a blocking tight end, which kind of signals to me that you're going to part ways with your fullback, which might change the way you go about offense, which is fine. You don't have to have a fullback. You've done well with it. Last year, you didn't do great with Kyle Juszczyk, and you know, you couldn't get short yardage inside the red zone. So this team is going to be different, but I'm looking at just today and the moves that are happening, and there's more leaving than that which is coming, and that to me is troubling, especially when you have guys like Jalen Moore and Aaron Banks who you drafted them and other teams value them more highly than you do.
I don't know how we can assess a roster that we don't know what it looks like yet, but I would just say this, based on the money that's being thrown around for very mediocre, and that's a kind word for a lot of these players today, I'm glad the Niners are sitting it out.
This is unbelievable. What you're left with is mediocre. So,
well, we don't know that.
Like, well, we've seen Colton McKivitt's play, and saying he's mediocre is maybe generous.
But my point is more people are they're going to fill their positions.
Well, that right now is your starting tackle, and your left tackle is a 37-year-old.
Right.
And you had a tackle today that you drafted, and you chose not to retain him.
For $77 million when he was the worst performing starter? Yes.
Well, he barely started.
This is the mistake. Oh, are you talking about Moore or Banks?
Moore.
Yeah, Moore didn't even play. How about, why would you? I think this is and if you want to call it an overcorrection, fine, but they're correcting what they did last offseason. They paid too much for an underperforming player, as it turns out. And not that Aiyuk is underperforming. He did last year. But they paid too much. They paid too much because they wanted to keep everyone together. This year, they're doing the opposite. And I think it's probably a smart move. It can be painful at times. It can be scary because you can't see, you can't see through to the end of the tunnel right now, but it's day one. So they're going to fill these positions. But I'm glad they're sitting this out based on what I'm seeing. Like, these are bad contracts that are getting handed out all over the place.
Well, we don't know that. I mean,
Kansas City is an opinion.
You sure can.
Javon Kinlaw,
hasn't been a Niner in two teams.
I don't care who anybody was.
He's
talking about what the market is right now.
Yeah.
The numbers are out of whack. Aaron Banks for $77 million is absurd, I think. That's crazy.
That's not the guaranteed number, but Sure. I mean, it's the sticker shock number of it, but you replace him with a guy who barely plays, and Aaron Banks is a guy who's been good.
You don't know who you're replacing him with. That's my point.
Right now it's Ben Bartsch.
Right. It's day one, and it's 4 o'clock.
Right.
You don't know
and
who they're replacing.
And you are losing day one. You are worse now than you were at 9 this morning. My opinion.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Welcome to have it. But I don't.
Yeah.
Like, if I asked you, do you think Aaron Banks is worth the contract that he got? You want the Niners to do that?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I want to have a team that's going to spend on the offensive line. You look at the Super Bowl champion this year.
They spent money on
their offensive line.
Their lines,
and they were really good.
Their line sucked.
Why did they suck?
Because
your center's not good, and your left tackle couldn't play, and your right tackle's not very good, and your left guard was in and out of the lineup due to injury.
Trent, stay. Dominic, stay. Nick Bosa, stay. I don't give a rip about anybody else on the line. You sucked. Period.
Right.
You sucked. You went 6-11.
Because of the offensive line.
Because of both lines. Your lines sucked. Why would we want to pay big money to keep any of those guys? They were terrible.
Yeah.
Please leave. There's the door. If somebody, in Wisconsin wants to give you $80 million, knock yourselves out. Wow. Why would you want to keep any of them? This season was terrible. It was terrible. I don't want to keep any of these free agents.
Aaron Banks is a better offensive line than you are portraying, and you can look at metrics, you can look at reports,
worst
and assessment,
performing
and
starter on this offensive line by metrics.
By which metrics?
PFF,
right.
and all the others. Worst performing offensive line starter for the Niners this year.
Okay.
You can $77 million.
Right.
I mean, I think that's an absolutely bananas deal.
So you're going to replace him with either pick or Ben Bartsch or a free agent?
Somebody better for the dollar.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find somebody better. And you can look at, you know, a bad year according to PFF. You can look at win rate on the ground and in pass protection.
I guess
he was not the worst offensive lineman on that unit, even close.
I believe, I mean, look, Brendel was terrible too, but as far as
Colton
guards.
Colton McKivitz as a right tackle, he's a turnstile.
Again, for $77 million.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's cap schmap, right?
No, it's not cap schmap.
That's what you've always said.
Yeah,
like you can just spend the money.
No, that's not what cap schmap means. Cap schmap means you can manipulate it. It does not mean we should go spend tons of money on crappy players. Or mediocre players. I don't want to be that mean to Aaron Banks. He's not crappy. He's mediocre. And he's not worth $77 million. And Jalen Moore should not be the starting left tackle for the best player in the league. He couldn't even get on the field with the Niners. Like, those are...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just... those are inflated deals. And I don't know how you can sit here today and say you don't like who they're going to replace him with. You have no idea who they're going to replace him with.
I just look at who they currently have on their team. And
right.
As of now, and that's who they're replacing him with until they do
and there's a
something
draft
else.
And
of course,
free agency and all of these things.
You're
that are
just
still
creating
happening.
More holes. Right now, you go into today with holes, and now you've had six players leave,
yeah.
Which has only created more holes.
Yeah, and they're players that I'm very glad are leaving, largely, for their money. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Look, I get where you're coming from. I do. Again, that's why I said I know that it feels scary because everyone's got FOMO today because guys are signing everywhere and the Niners aren't doing anything. But I there's no deals other than, like the Falcons had a really good center and he got a deal with the Bears. I would have supported that for the Niners, but it's super expensive. Outside of that, there's no jealousy on any deal that's gotten signed today. None. Like, who are they going to replace him with? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't want them to do this. Like, I don't want them spending money because they're supposed to spend money or that automatically means that your roster construction is sound. That's what they did last year. I did not want them to do $30 million for Brandon Ayuk. They did. They were wrong. Don't go do it again. Like, we always want them to correct their mistakes. I think that's what they're trying to do. And so, look, if they don't do a good job of it, we'll be ready to say that come fall. But as we sit here today, I have no idea who they're replacing them with.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to draft some great offensive linemen.
Sure. And I mean, they might. And you've got 11 picks and you've got, defensive line holes. You've got offensive line questions. You need at least one receiver, if not two. You need another linebacker if Dre leaves and probably a corner. And so you start to look at all the things that you need. And I don't know if you're going to have the draft capital. And yeah, you can go out in free agency and you can still sign good quality players. And they did sign a tight end, Luke Farrell, who is going to come in and, you know, be a good blocking tight end. And that's kind of what they need. But I just look at other teams who are valuing your players, players that you drafted and players that you've chosen not to keep. And yet you've got a very old left tackle who has one more year, maybe two more years. Who knows? Coming up on being 37 and your right tackle's not very good. And you had a couple of young offensive linemen that you liked when you drafted them. And, you know, Jalen Moore never was able to break through. And Aaron Banks had an up and down tenure here.
But why should you pay them now just because you drafted them? If they're not
why are they not worth keeping? Because
someone else wanted to give them an amount that the 49ers clearly feel is not the right number. Like, you do it, you have to play that way. Like,
right,
you
don't, but what are the 49ers valuing in free agency?
I don't know. I mean,
so far they are valuing.
I think actually they are valuing their lines. That's the way I look at it. I think it's wild that anybody wants to keep any of those players. They drove us nuts all year.
Right. So
why would I want any of them back, especially for a raise?
Because they're at least people who have played NFL football and they've produced. Ben Bartsch played 65 snaps last year. You're the left tackle. You're the left guard. No, get in there, Ben.
Maybe he will be, and maybe he'll perform great. He played well when he played. I don't know. Like, there are more people coming. They're not going to, like, not have people in uniform. Like,
I get it, but
it's a very low bar to be like, because he's played NFL football. Like,
they're lowering the bar. And he's a guy who's been productive in the offensive line, and he was here for 4 or 5 years.
Who's this, Banks?
Yeah, and he missed almost a whole year due to injury.
He had one
then
year.
He was great.
He had one year that was solid. One year solid. The rest was disappointing.
Yeah, when they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then this past year, he was a little bit in and out of the lineup.
Rookie year was a joke. And this year,
he was injured his rookie year.
Underperformed.
Yeah.
Like, and now we're going to do 80 mil? Like, dude, that to me, that's how you really handcuff yourself. When you do need to reboot your lines, if you want to spend big on mediocre, now you're really up a creek.
Well, you're already spending on mediocre, and that's your whole line is mediocre. And you can say that Trent Williams is he still an all-pro left tackle? Well, we'll see.
When he's played, he's been great.
You got a history now of ankle injuries, despite the off-field family stuff, which I will never make light of, that was a serious deal, but he also had an ankle injury. He only played about half the year last year.
Your right tackle is
like less than mediocre, so I'm just saying that this is not inspiring confidence in what you're out there trying to do.
I guess when you say your right tackle, my answer would be, you don't even know who the right tackle is going to be.
Well, he's Colton McKivitz.
You don't know that. You're assessing a roster that is literally being constructed in front of our eyes and is not done yet. Like, don't go try the food when it's only halfway cooked. It's going to taste like crap. Like, we're not there yet.
Well, I know what's on the menu, and I've already had that meal.
You don't know what's on the menu.
Colton McKivitz is on the menu.
But there's another page. It's like a Cheesecake Factory. 18 pages of menu.
18 pages, no doubt.
Right? Keep going, brother. Maybe there's a draft coming. There's many more days of free agency on the way. There's a long way to go. And I can't sit here and tell you that you're wrong today. All I can sit here and tell you is I don't want Aaron Banks for $77 million. And I don't want Jalen Moore for 20 or 23 or whatever that number. I don't want that. That I know. God, I do not want the 49ers to go pay big for mediocre because they're scared. That's what they did last season, in my opinion. That's what they did last season. And that's why Brandon Ayuk is on the books now for $30 million. You spent big. You spent for great and you got good. And then you got hurt good. So I don't know why you would want the 49ers to get into this fray.
I think that they're overcorrecting based on their bad contracts.
Okay.
And Debo was a bad restructure. You traded him and you have a massive cap hit. The Ayuk thing, you got pressured into signing him, and I know he got hurt, but even if he didn't get hurt, that was too much money. And McCaffrey folded his arms and said, I want a new deal, and you rushed out and gave him money, and you gave Trent money, and all the rest of it, and last year went sideways for a number of different reasons, and this is a dramatic overcorrection where I think early on, it's only hasn't even been a full day, but what I'm seeing is them on the sidelines waiting for day two, day three, day four of free agency because they are so hurt over the money they have already spent. So they're wildly overcorrecting too far in the other direction.
Yeah, that's fine. I see them watching a party that I do not want them to attend. So stay outside. Cops are coming on that one.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.